President. At the outset, I would like to express our strong support for your leadership in navigating the important works of subsidiary bodies, and I'm fully confident in your ability to guide our collective efforts effectively and wish to assure you of our delegation's full support. Mr. President, Indonesia also wishes to express the deep concern and strong condemnation regarding the recent event in Gaza. On August 10, 2024, over 100 Palestinians, including women and children, were tragically massacred at the Al-Tabin school. This shocking act carried out by Israeli forces is a clear violation of international law and the principle of humanity. We reaffirm our consistent position in defending the cause of the Palestinian people in line with international law, including the International Court of Justice advisory opinion and the International Criminal Court decision. All illegal action and genocide committed by Israel must be halted immediately. Mr. President, in addition to these atrocities, Indonesia is gravely alarmed by the threat made by an Israeli minister regarding the potential use of the nuclear weapons in Gaza. Such threat is not only unacceptable, but is also entirely contrary to the core objective of this August conference. The Conference on Disarmament was established to achieve disarmament and armed control, with the commitment of its members to uphold this obligation without exception. The suggestion of using nuclear weapon in any conflict, especially against civilian population, is a clear violation of international norms and poses a severe risk to a global peace and security. Mr. President, in light of this serious development, Indonesia urged the United Nations Security Council to take immediate and decisive action by conducting a thorough and impartial investigation into this massacre. This international community cannot ignore such atrocities. Justice must be pursued with determination to ensure accountability for those responsible. To conclude, Mr. President, it is crucial for all countries to respect international law, including the safety and security of civilians. A just solution for Palestine based on the two-state solution will be a key to achieving regional stability. The credibility of this conference, Mr. President, and indeed of all our efforts toward global peace and disarmament will very much depend on our commitment to uphold justice for all without exception. I thank you, Mr. President.